Movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, every week we talk movies and TV with our friend Nick Johnston. He writes for Vanyaland.com, and you can read his stuff there. And we always talk about what things are coming out this week. So what's happening this week, Nick?
Well, not too much on the national front, I'll say. But if you're local to New England and you are willing to travel or possibly live, you know, have friends in the Boston area or something, I highly recommend you go check out the Independent Film Festival Boston, or IFF Boston, which runs from tonight through May 3rd and is screening a ton of great movies. Those are showing at the Somerville Theater, the Coolidge Corner Theater, and the Brattle Theater. It's one of our city's great cultural institutions when it comes to, bringing movies to the masses that they might not see off the normal beaten path, you know. And it's just a great opportunity for a lot of people to get out and engage with art they wouldn't otherwise see.
That's great.
In addition to that, it's their 20th year.
Oh, wow.
So they're celebrating the big 2-0. So regardless, if you can't make it out, make sure you just, you know, give a thumbs up to the driver next to you and freak them out at the, you know, at the mention that this is turning two decades old.
Nice.
So anyhow, for more information about that, you can go to iffboston.org. And who knows, maybe you'll see me there. And I'm just begging you, please leave the banana cream pies and rotten tomatoes at home. Anyhow, we've got three things this week that aren't particularly huge, I guess, but they're still coming out. The content never stops, right? So first up, we have our one big theatrical release of the week, which is Sisu, which is a Finnish a genre movie that is hitting ostensibly hidden theaters for some reason other than they couldn't find some place to fit it on the schedule. It's actually not a bad movie. It showed at TIFF this year. It's pretty fun. It's about one man who, veteran of the wars between Finland and the Russians back in the day, is now trying to mine for gold in the middle of World War II. And boy, a whole bunch of Nazis come along and they get killed real good. And all that business. I highly recommend you check out Sisu, which hits theaters on Friday. Next up, we've got our certifiable Disney release of the week, which is a movie. I tell you what, they put out so much content. They put out so many remakes of other things. I already thought they'd remade this, but apparently they hadn't. And that is Peter Pan and Wendy, which is a new live-action feature film by David Lowry, who everybody probably knows from The Green Knight and Pete's Dragon, the other Disney movie he made back in the day. And of course, what is there to tell? It's an adaptation of J.M. Barrie's classic tale about a boy who never grows up, a wonderful land called Neverland, and a scheming group of pirates who want to put all that to the end. And the Darling Children as well, the people in, you know, London, who the children in London who make their way over to the magical, mystical place known as Neverland. It's a Peter Pan movie.
Yeah, I feel like there's been so many renditions of that too. I guess because the Hook movies and all that, but there's been a lot of, you know, sort of variations of that.
Yeah, and all of them have flopped at the box office. So this is why this is on Disney Plus.
Right.
But in the role of Captain Hook is Jude Law, who seems to be the person mainly having the most fun with this movie. And I don't know. I mean, it's weird. Like, I remember, the other day I was thinking, like, man, Disney Plus, they've got the movies on there, I'm guessing, that I probably haven't seen. I looked in there and I totally realized that Robert Zemeckis released an entire Pinocchio movie with Tom Hanks in it and nobody noticed.
Right.
Like, oh my God. Like, that was a big budget, you know, extravaganza movie, live action, you know, with star power, no one cared. So I have a weird feeling Peter Pan and Wendy is going to meet the same fate when it hits Disney Plus on Friday. Who knows, man? Good Lord. And then finally, we've got our big streaming television premiere of the week, which is called Citadel. And Amazon has really been hitting a full court press with this. They've had premieres of the first two episodes in movie theaters across the country. They had a, you know, gala debut at a local festival, at some big festival. or whatever, and it costs a lot of money. So if you like your spy series, big budget, well, hey, now's the time to check it out. Yeah. Also, if you go to any movie theater and you see the Newbie program with Maria Menounos in front of it, you have probably seen an advertisement for this. Yeah, it's a spy series starring Priyanka Chopra Jonas as a woman who does not remember that she was a spy, and Richard Madden as the fellow who's trying to remind her that she is a spy, and Stanley Tucci as their handler. So who knows? I mean, if you like big wackadoodle action series stuff and don't mind putting up with 8 hours of it, maybe this will scratch that itch before you watch The Lazarus Project on TNT this month, which I only know about to watch basketball.
Right. So, yeah, just constant ads.
Exactly. Every 5 minutes for The Lazarus Project. I tell you what, they're making this into an event series by hook or by crook. If you'd like to watch that, that's streaming on Amazon Prime Video on Friday.
All right, perfect. So we got some stuff to watch. And yeah, if anyone wants to make a little road trip up to Boston, you can check out the ISF, boston.org. Check out that film fest. And thanks so much, Nick. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you then, Kevin.